KVGC News Time, now 8 minutes after the hour. Time for a look at the local news for today. In the news today, as Californians plan for the Thanksgiving holiday travel, CHP has enacted a maximum enforcement period. Started last night at 6:01 and will continue through 11:59 on Sunday. CHP officers will be actively looking for unsafe driving practices as well as helping motorists in need. Now, last year, during the Thanksgiving maximum enforcement period, 42 people died on California roadways. Of the 27 who died within the CHP jurisdiction, 11 were not wearing seatbelts. CHP also made 867 arrests for driving under the influence. Now, once again, traffic may be a bit lighter this year, but this is not an invitation to speed to your destination. The rules of the road still apply. Motorists should avoid driving tired, impaired, or distracted.
Well, with travel experts forecasting up to 6.2 million Californians traveling for Thanksgiving, the majority will go by car. The latest Lindbergh survey of U.S. fuel markets shows the average retail price of regular grade gas, $2.18 per gallon, down a cent from 2 weeks ago. This makes a total decline of 8 cents over the past 10 weeks. Now, the pump price slippage would have been far greater if not for rising crude oil prices. With unemployment, closed schools, and deeper degrees of lockdowns emerging on top of seasonal demand drops, the crude price has been inching upward. All these factors will lead to higher prices at the pump. Now, while prices across the county have dropped, the country, it's just the opposite here at home. In Amador County, the pump price for regular grade gas, $2.99 to $3.41 a gallon, an average increase of 4 cents over the past 2 weeks. In Calaveras, the same holds true, with regular grade running $2.89 to $3.25 a gallon, or about 3 cents higher over the past 2 weeks.
Scaled back Thanksgiving plans this year due to COVID-19, a major factor, they say, in the drop in the cost of the typical Thanksgiving dinner. According to the American Farm Bureau Federation, their 35th annual survey shows the average cost of a Thanksgiving feast for 10 people totaled $46.90, down $2.01 from last year. Now, the group notes that the traditional Thanksgiving meal remains an inexpensive holiday celebration at less than $5 per person. Of the 12 items on the classic Thanksgiving dinner besides the bird, they include a half a pint of whipping cream, 3 pounds of sweet potatoes, miscellaneous ingredients, 2 pie shells, 1 pound veggie tray of carrots and celery, 1 pound of green peas, and 1 gallon of milk. Now, to reflect other Thanksgiving meal traditions, the price survey also included ham, potatoes, green beans, and mushroom soup. Added to the classic Thanksgiving menu, these items lifted the overall cost to $60. For the 2020 survey, more than 230 volunteer shoppers checked prices in all 50 states.
Well, once the Thanksgiving holiday cooking and feasting is done, make sure not to end the merriment with a plumbing or sewer disaster. Remember, don't pour grease down your drain. Failing to heed this warning could result in a sewer blockage that can cause backups into homes, resulting in an unpleasant mess. Could also cost you hundreds, sometimes thousands of dollars to clean up. Now, properly disposed of fats, oils, and grease to avoid a costly plumbing emergency this holiday season. Again, properly dispose of them. Avoid pouring fats or vegetable cooking oils down the drain, because liquid fats solidify inside your pipes. They can create a clog. After your grease has cooled, scrape the grease into a container with a tight-fitting lid, solidify in the fridge before putting in the trash. And never put hard-to-grind items in your garbage disposal, including poultry skins, eggshells, carrots, celery, pumpkin pulp, potato skins, banana peels, or pasta.
And organizers of the annual Sutter Creek Parade of Lights have officially pulled the plug on this year's event. You may know that. You know, they said it was a difficult decision to cancel of the event, but on the other hand, it was totally the responsible thing to do. Of course, the parade each year hosts thousands of people to Main Street. But don't worry, in addition to a date set for next year, There is something in the works, and I was privy to it earlier this week, and I'm not going to say anything more other than the parade of lights may live on, even in the days of COVID. So we'll tell you more about that in the days to come.
Well, I own Fire Chef Chief Ken Mackey says, be smart about using fryers so your holiday doesn't turn to a disaster. And I know we read you guys this story yesterday, folks, but the Chef Chief Ken Mackey, he did say, you know, hey guys, can you run that again for us? People need to know this. Let's keep this message out there. So we're reminding you guys, all right? Mackey says, use the recommended oil, and the turkey must be thawed and patted completely dry before emerging in the oil. Always read and reread the manufacturer instructions. It's also recommended your turkey be no larger than 12 pounds. Make sure the turkey is completely thawed before emerging it, and do a test run. Put your turkey in the pot, then fill the pot with water to the recommended level. Mackey says to then mark the inside of the fryer with a pencil. Then when you're ready to cook, fill the pot to the pencil line with oil to avoid a spill when you add the turkey. Always fry your bird in a driveway or other safe area in case of a spill. And Chief Mackey's biggest tip, have a working fire extinguisher handy just in case.
That's a look at local news on a Gold Country Thanksgiving for 2020. From the KVGC News Center,
I'm JD.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting. Remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather 24 hours a day, to visit our website, that's KVGCradio.com.